For if he provided the principles and the foundations and the root and the source, namely the true knowledge of him, the sharing in the Spirit, how will he not provide things that emerge from these? For if those are given for the sake of these, he will surely provide these even more. And if he gave these to those who were enemies, much more will he freely give those to them when now made friends. Accordingly, he did not simply mention the Spirit, but called it a guarantee. So from this you might have high expectations of everything else. For if he did not plan to give all, he would never have decided to give the guarantee and waste it without purpose or effect. And note Paul's transparency. He asks, "Why do I need to say that our promise's truthfulness does not lie within us? You standing firm and stable does not depend on us, but this too comes from God. For, he says, God is the one who strengthens us. We don't strengthen you. Even we need him for strength. Therefore, let no one think that the preaching is risky in us. He's undertaken everything, cared for everything,